James Carlton joins us. Hello, James.
Hi, Fran. We should have used Australian clay.
Exactly. My point exactly. What's wrong with our clay?
Many Australian gardens are...
Mine is full of it.
Let's look at the headlines. Well,
that's my excuse anyway for not being able to grow anything.
There is serious news, of course, in the papers, and that all relates to Australia leading the search for this missing Malaysia Airlines flight. Most of the papers have the map of Australia, and the... speck, I guess, 2,500 kilometres southwest of Perth. How could it end here, asks the headline. The riddle of ghost flight MH370. The age found, question mark, and it is a huge question mark. Covert US images spark massive search. Ocean among the world's roughest. The West Australian possible object, find this with the arrow, one of the most difficult searches in aviation history. Perth, the host of major investigation. It's the hunt on the high seas, an ocean hunt, and the Sydney Morning Herald calls it the hunt for a watery grave. Relatives to be flown to Perth, first plane returns without sighting. Search aircraft, race south. And it's this story that's, well, bumped the Sinadina story off almost all of the front pages. The Financial Review, Sinadina's former assistant treasurer, federal Liberal. The Sinadina's firm paid slush fund, a secret Liberal slush fund related to the Liberal Party, $183,000 payment. Investors confront chairman over donations. And Kate McClymont in the Herald, Sinadina's expensive family life. Looking at the markets, well, Paris up 0.5%, Frankfurt up 0.2%, London down 0.5%. In the US, the NASDAQ up 0.33%, the S&P 500 up 0.5%, and the Dow Jones up 0.2%.
Thanks very much, James. It's 6:10 on Breakfast.